Ladies and gentlemen, may I direct your attention to Odie the Amazing.
Ta-da!
About to perform his death-defying dive into this glass of water. Of course, he may need a little encouragement. Come on, I'm gonna make you stop.
When you own pets, there's never a dull moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down.
Help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulders,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them. They're even there when you don't.
For a walk in the park or a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care,
but friends will care for you.
This show is K-rated. No adults unless accompanied by a kid.
Let's see. Add one cup of whipped cream. But I'm all out of whipped cream, so I'll add mayonnaise. It's the same color.
Odie's playing in front of the recliner. Watch this. I hate to brag, but it took a brilliant mind to figure that gag out.
Garfield, come and get it. Take your time. It's peanut butter and fish head stew with pickles on the side and optional chocolate sauce.
Thank goodness. I thought for a minute there it might be food. Not now. Odie, no, not now. I warned you.
I've had enough of this. You're going to stay outside while I cook.
Good. I hate being around acts of cruelty. Okay, John, I'll give you one more chance to apologize. I don't have to put up with this. There are plenty of people who would love to have a cat, especially one as adorable as me. The trick to this is adopting the patented cute kitty look. Pretty disgusting, I know, but it works. Don't you people know adorable when you see it?
Oh, look at that adorable kitty. Don't you have anyone to take care of you, little kitty? Well, I'm gonna take you home and make you nice and comfy.
Nice and comfy. Hear that, guys? It's about time.
Does, Kitty Witty want to take a nappy-wappy?
Kitty Witty is getting sicky-wicky. I'm beginning to think this was a big mistake. What kind of house am I going to wind up living in?
There's your new home, Kitty. This is just our weekend home. We usually live in a bigger place.
Bigger place? What's it called? Texas? Now this is luxury. Wow, a refrigerator with its own zip code. That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
You must be hungry, little kitty. We'll get you some nice, yummy food.
Oh, I like the way she thinks. No sign of food yet.
Here comes dinner.
It'll be filet mignon, No bigger. A whole rib roast. No bigger still. Maybe they'll just barbecue a cow. A herd of cattle. And what, may I ask, is this?
This is a special health food for kitties. Macrobiotic soy byproducts with wheat germ. I'm glad you like it, kitty. I'll get you a bigger bowl full.
Real food. I must have real food. I thought I'd have something light. I don't want to ruin my appetite for dinner.
Kitty cat! Now, if you ate all that, you'd get a tummy ache. And we wouldn't want that, would we? It's time for your nappy anyway. Now, we'll tuck you in nice and neat.
Hey, I didn't laugh when your parents dressed you like this. Well, at least things can't get any worse.
Rock goodbye, kitty, on the treetop.
I was wrong.
When the wind blows,
this is worse.
The cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come kitty, whiskers and all. Rock goodbye, kitty, on the treetop.
An excellent example of cruelty to animals. Anyone who sings like that should be drug out into the street and shot. Or worse, made to listen to a tape of themselves. This is kind of fun. It's... Uh-oh. I'm safe.
Oh, there you are, kitty.
I'm not safe.
Oh, are you bored? You want to play? Well, I'll let you play with Boopsy.
Boopsy?
Boopsy is the cutest puppy in the whole world.
A puppy, huh? Ought to be a cinch after Odie. Oh, Boopsy, come on out. This is a Boopsy? Easy. Easy, big fella. Back off.
Oh, look how nice they play. They're friends already.
Easy.
That's the eighth kitty cat we've lost this week. Okay, if you say so, nine.
Maybe we were a little rough on Garfield. I'd better tell him all was forgiven. Oh, Garfield! Garfield!
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's...
Look who's back, Odie!
No, Odie, don't! You know, I kind of missed it.
And to show you how glad we are to have you back, Garfield, I whipped up my mousse-flavored pancakes and tomato and anchovy syrup.
I think I'll take my chances with Boopsy.
Just push on the starter, Booker.
Roger, we'll go. Over and up. Oh, no! We gotta catch it!
What?
The tractor's going crazy.
It'll stop when it runs out of gas.
Roy's right. Nothing to worry about.
The bull?
show you how to have fun. Watch this. Away.
The bowl is loose.
Huh?
The bowl. The bowl is loose. Is loose. You said the bowl is loose.
The bowl is loose. Why are you just sitting there watching TV? The bowl is loose. Oh, terror! Oh, danger! Oh, terror and danger! And horror and danger! I already mentioned danger, yes.
There are those people in the world who totally lack self-confidence. Gee, wonder what they're like.
Hide! Hide! The bull is loose!
Well, that answers my question. Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
No more than usual.
You know what the trouble is with you, Wade?
What?
Wade, you're afraid of everything made. We've never seen anything like it. You're afraid of the barn, afraid of a tree, afraid of everything that you see. You're afraid of the water, scared of the dark, afraid of the daylight, too. The sun and the shade, we're really dismayed. Wade, what'll we do with you? You're afraid of the water, scared of the dark, afraid of the daylight, too. The sun and the shade, we're really dismayed. Wade, what'll we do with you?
Okay, so I'm afraid, but I'm afraid there's nothing you can do about it.
Maybe not. I can hypnotize you into not being afraid.
Hypnotize me?
Do it.
Just watch the turnip. Your eyelids are getting heavy, heavy. You will do as you are told, do you understand?
Yes, master.
I think your aim is a little off.
You're getting drowsy.
I'm too smart to be hypnotized. In order to hypnotize someone, they have to be...
When you awaken, you will be the bravest person in the world. Now wake up.
And there's really no chance of you possibly hypnotizing me, so you might as well just forget it.
Say, Wade, it might rain tonight.
There might be lightning and thunder, man.
So, I am the bravest person in the world.
You did it!
Nice going, Orson.
Wade will never be afraid again.
There's gotta be some worms around here somewhere.
One side, folks. Make way for one brave person.
Was that Wade? Looked like Wade, but it didn't tremble like Wade. Look, he's opening up the bullpen.
Hey, you ugly bull, you. How'd you like to become a cheeseburger?
Orson had better undo what he did, and in a hurry.
There's gotta be a cure in here.
Hey, Bull, your sister is a leather jacket. Ha ha!
My psychology book will cure him.
Let me see that. This is called applied psychology.
I'm a coward again.
Just remember, there's nothing to be afraid of, man.
Unless no one closed the bullpen.
Now, this is a time to be scared. Yeah!
This is all because they were trying to help me. Wade, it's time you stop being a coward, Wade.
Did I say that?
Yo, Toro! Toro! Bull! Nice bull! Nice Toro!
Wade's a goner.
Maybe not. I've got an idea.
Help! Oh, gee, more terror, more fear!
You're getting sleepy. Please, get sleepy! You are not a bull. You're a chicken.
So, I'm a craven coward again.
day, we were pretty scared, too.
But you did try to save us.
Bravery's just a matter of overcoming your fears for a good reason. You may be braver than you think, Wade.
At last, everything's back to normal.
Quick, hurry!
In the chicken coop!
Well, almost normal.
If he lays an egg, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, boy, a banquet. Baked ham, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, corn. What's this? It appears to be of the crescent roll family. A true gourmet never shies away from a new taste treat. Bit on the dry side. Flavor's a bit subtle.
Garfield, have you seen my sweat socks?
On my agenda. 2 o'clock. Ah, here it is. 2 o'clock. Nap. See, if you don't have a schedule, you're not going to get the important stuff done.
Here you go, boy. And would you go close the refrigerator door?
What?
Did you just see? I've heard of fast food, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, please, dear cat, spare my meager rodent body. Please don't eat me.
Please,
please, I didn't mean to do it. Forgive me, I grovel before you.
Why in the world would I want to eat a mouse?
Well, cats always eat mice on TV. Here, I'll show you.
That's what cats deserve for eating mice.
Ooh, what a horrible thing to put on television. And they let children watch that stuff?
See? Cats eat mice. It says so.
Not this cat. I chase hamburgers. They're easier to catch and they taste a lot better.
A cat that doesn't eat mice? Wait till I tell the guys. We got it made.
The recipe calls for 1 quart of milk, celery, a dozen eggs, then place in refrigerator. Garfield! Garfield, the house is filled with mice. You know what to do.
Right. I know exactly what to do. exercise, exploratory surgery, exterminators. Here we go.
No, no, you're the cat around here, and it's your job to catch these mice.
My job? How about if we trade? You catch the mice, I'll mess up the dinner. Well, here goes nothing. Say, this mouse catching's easy. Wait, wasn't he carrying a lemon meringue pie? I was wrong. It's peach. What a clever idea I had. This is sure to work. Got the little guy. Come on out, little mouse. Odie, you'd have to be pretty dumb to wind up inside a vacuum cleaner. And the bigger you are, the dumber you'd have to be. This has got to work. I am the Grand Supreme Mouse, and you will all follow me. Attention, fellow mice. I am the Grand...
You call yourself a cat? Maybe you'd like to make the mice feel more welcome here. We could send out for pizza for them. They've eaten everything in the kitchen. The only thing left is my avocado and peanut butter stew with French dressing. That's the last food in the house. Garfield! Garfield!
Here you go, guys. Soup's on. Yeah, I know. Rotten thing to do to a mouse.
I'm going to get another cat. One that knows how to catch mice.
Cats were sneaky, but I never thought you'd stoop to rat poison.
Nice going, Garfield.
I'm hungry. Maybe I'll have...
They got everything. But don't worry, Garfield. We still have more of my avocado and peanut butter stew.
Oh, well, guys, it was nice while it lasted.
Hey, we're signing up. You guys are eating better than we are. Move over.